Hey y'all, welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. If you've ever wondered about how relationships are approached from someone else's perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Tonight, we continue yet again our discussion on friends with benefits. And my tour guides are Vernon, Casey, Touche, and Jana, the wise one. Welcome back to the Princess Palace.
Yay, we're
still kicking it, y'all. So for anyone who's new to the story here, there are no right or wrong answers on this topic. Debate is welcome. We want to keep it clean. We want to keep it real. And most importantly, we are going to have fun. So with that, let's agree on it with the clink your neighbor.
Clink, clink.
Clink. The one on your left, the one on your right. Oh, Casey's got an empty bottle. And let's take off. So, to recap from the last episode, which was a part two of the prior week, this friends with benefits is really a rich topic. It's a great thing, Vernon says, friends with benefits. The topic or the
it
thing?
It can be.
The thing.
Okay, I don't know if everybody agrees with you, but so to take you back, if you're just kind of getting into this, we had one episode where we talked fairly generally about friends with benefits, though there's not a common understanding of what that exactly means. We came to the conclusion in that episode that it is a friendship that has sex introduced into it. Folks said that it can work if you have open and honest communication. And then for part two, we delved a little deeper into what that looks like by applying some real scenarios, some actual scenarios where relationship status was talked about in terms of what each person was involved in outside of their friendship with the benefits person. I don't even know how to talk about this. What that communication was or wasn't. And what we started to get into, and this is why we now have a part three, is that it really started to sound like it's about how you talk about it less than what it is, if we're being very honest about how we define the terms, separate and apart from them being linked to each other. So Jana, who is my new, you know, Jana was always my lieutenant back in the day.
Yes.
And you're back to being lieutenant.
Yes.
Clink your neighbor.
Hey.
Jana, you,
neighbor.
When I leave Thank this you, show, you're taking over.
Whoa.
It will be Whoa. A long time from now.
Okay.
But Jana is a good candidate for the show. So what Jana pointed out there was, you know, she listened to the first episode and she said, you know, actually, I'll let Jana recap what she was saying about how did you describe friendship? Do you remember?
No.
Okay. So she said,
I can make something up that sounds really good now.
She said, so I brought up the point that it was starting to sound like this friends with benefits thing was a matter of semantics, because as we started to dig into scenarios, there were situations where people were emotionally unavailable to each other, but had, you know, some type of connection and decided to have sex, but didn't call themselves a relationship with each other. They were friends. And every time I say friends, you're going to see people in the room are seeing air quotes, right? And then there was situations where we talked about, you know, like pseudo dating relationship, you're actually meeting someone, getting to know them, kind of dating them, but not committing to them and introducing intimacy. But we're calling them friends because we don't want them to feel like we are obligated to them as a partner. Jana then started to describe, doesn't sound like we're talking about friends at all, because friends are people who
you kick it with.
You like, kick it with.
You go to the movies with.
Know each other.
And that was really interesting, Robin, where you were going with that. You know, that's, I think we say friends with benefits and it softens just the booty call.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a booty call, let's just say what it is. It's just a booty call. I'll see you on Friday. We're not going to have breakfast in the morning. But if you're my friend, we might wake up and have breakfast in the morning. We might go to the park.
That was, so Anthony said that
opposed to all
booty
that.
Call equals having sex after 11 p.m. and you get together late at night.
Yeah, but if you don't want to hurt, right? Yeah. You don't want to hurt their feelings, even if the friends with benefits is an 11 o'clock. Because your wife, I mean, if you have a wife and she has a husband, that was one of our scenarios. I mean, when are we booty calling? At lunch? Or when are we friends with benefiting? At lunch? On the weekends?
Yeah, that was a hard thing to separate for last week.
Well, what John is talking about right now goes back to what I mentioned last week. My friends with benefits, I don't mind taking you out to a movie. This is Vernon talking. I don't mind going to dinner with you. I don't mind hanging out and watching a movie with you or whatever that calls for. And we happen to have sex, you know.
To cap it off.
Yeah, to cap it off or whatever. I don't mind that. A booty call to me is a separate component where I'm not trying to take you out. I ain't trying to go to no movies with you. I ain't trying to have dinner with you. It's just come over, and it don't have to be late. It could be first thing in the morning. You know, it doesn't matter. That's why I say it's different. So my question more so to Jonna was understanding, because, you know, since she's the wise one, as you've been touted now, as you've been crowned from Robin, is give me your picture of what friends with benefits is, you know, based upon, if you don't mind me being too open, as I told you earlier, your own experience, because I want to hear a female's perspective.
So I appreciate that you said you're not trying to, but you already said you were going to. So let's just move right into it. Right? Like, let's not beat around the bush. You know, I find that very difficult as an adult to say it's friends with benefits. Let's just date. Or let's just be friends. Hey, we're
clink, clink. We're clinking. I clink, clink on that.
Okay. You know the what? Ladies are clinking.
All the women are clinking me, man. I seen Anthony.
You know what? Go ahead and raise your glass to his. No, don't clink him on that, Tessa.
No, I was trying to wipe it off.
No, Casey, your only homie up in here.
So once again, friends with benefits is just a term, just like booty call, just like sugar daddy, just like boy. There are certain things that are implied when you say a certain term, right? So just because you're saying friends with benefits, that doesn't mean you're actual friends. That means you have some type of arrangement where you all, like Brennan was saying, you know, and John was saying, hey, listen, sometimes you get together, this person, you don't mind if the situation presents itself, you don't mind going out with this person. A booty call is strictly a situation where you all are just, look, let's meet at Motel 6 or wherever we're going to meet, do what we got to do, and keep it moving. It could be at lunchtime, it could be in the middle of the night, but this is not someone that you are trying to take to dinner to possibly be seen in public with. That's a booty call. The friends with benefits situation, in my opinion, is a scenario where, hey, you can start out one way and you can eventually become better friends. But you don't necessarily have to be the best of friends to have a quote-unquote sexual relationship. I think everyone keeps getting hung up on the term friend. It's a friend with benefits, which means it's more so the benefits than the friendship. It's the benefits that come with kicking it with this particular person.
Touche has something to say.
You already know what my benefit is. I'm like, long as our benefits add up, I'm not have no problem with that. Mine's fold. Let's be clear. Long as we got two different benefits, but hey, mine's fold. I'm gonna need.
Okay, I would like to introduce.
You don't have to be a friend or a benefit.
Okay, I'm gonna be a good facilitator and try to hold my tongue in this episode because I'm calling BS. No. I am calling BS all up and through this joint right now. I am calling BS all up and through this joint, and I'm gonna stop talking. So let me describe this next scenario so y'all can marinate on it. Okay. And then I probably might stop into the station ID right then. So here is another friends with benefits scenario. So in this case, each party was totally single. So he was single, she was single when they introduced sex into the relationship. The two parties had both known each other for about 6 months. I don't know how close they were, but they had only known each other for about 6 months. And there was no conversation. There was no direct conversation about having sex with each other prior to it happening. You know, Vernon, please be still because you are making me cold from all the fanning you're doing over there. Waving, doing the thank you, thank you. Just be quiet. Okay, so there was no conversation. It just happened. And y'all know how I feel about it just happened. It was one night after a house party. They hooked up. Okay, the sex lasted for about 8 months. And then it ended because one of them caught feelings. And they are not friends anymore. They grew apart and nothing really dramatic changed, but the feelings were only just one way. So here again, we have a scenario. We gonna go ahead and call it friends with benefits. But once again, there is some emotion. Now, okay, I'm gonna say this because I, as the host, I get to reflect back on a lot of conversations that we've had in the past. And I really want y'all to be honest and think about this and continue to have your wine because this refill's going on over here. I want you to think honestly about, Casey said we're focused on the word friends, but we have talked about this whole thing called intimacy and catching feelings. Now, catching feelings was its own episode. I encourage you to go back to Mixcloud, listen to that. And catching feelings very much had to do with signals in a relationship that say, hey, there's something up between us, right? And sex seems to be one of those signals. It's an intimate piece of life. Now, I know that there are people who can separate it. I have been one of those people. But for the average human being, intimacy in the form of sex implies something that is a little bit emotional. Okay, so now I'm going to stop for the station ID. And then I will turn it over to the tour guides and I will stop talking. So if you're just joining us, you are listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. And tonight we're discussing friends with benefits. We're in a part 3 because we just cannot get this all nailed down. And our tour guides this evening are Casey, Vernon, Jonna, and Touché. The illustrious Touché. Okay, so now let's unpack that scenario that we just had. Touché, are you thinking something? Are you processing?
I'm processing.
Okay, she's our processor. I love it. That's her role. Vernon's actually holding his face. Does that mean that you're thinking, or does that mean you got me there?
No, I'm like the old Apple computer, thinking.
What you got? I know
I'm
you
ready.
Got
Let's go. Let's
go, Jonna. Get it, Jonna. Go, Jonna.
All I'm saying in this scenario is it's hard to stay, I would say, single or stay with friends with benefits. It's very difficult. You go, and we've talked about a few different scenarios, right? We talk about dating. We talk about booty calling. It is hard to be single. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm amazing or whatever, but it's like, you can't always catch feelings. Like, sometimes you just have to stay friends with benefits, or you have to stay in the booty call, or you have to stay in the, hell, stay in your marriage, or whatever some of those other ones. I don't know. because I don't do dating outside of marriage. Like, that's weird to me. But I just say, in this scenario, you know, it's, you know your. I went to James A. Garfield High School, graduated class of 1993.
That sounds like a shout out to me.
But they have t-shirts a couple of years ago when it's like, know your role, stay in your role, be great in your role, but it's like your role. And so if you're defining your role with this person as friends with benefits, it takes that communication piece for people to stay in their role. And once somebody comes out of their role, which is inevitable, I think the previous, and now that I'm learning everybody, I think it was Anthony talking about a young lady that had a career and was very busy. Was that him?
Yes, that was Anthony. So you're talking,
and that's,
shout out to Anthony.
That's exactly what we're talking about, right? She was a friends with benefits. But then once she gains a promotion and finishes school and is like, oh my goodness, we're great friends. How do we make this into the next whatever? Like, but that's where that relationship,
because the
makes that
intimacy
turn.
Is going to, if it's we're gonna, in there. Yeah, it's like in there. There's no way to, and for one, when guys are dating girls, are you honestly coming into, are you having this honest conversation with her? You're really just a booty call. Are you saying that?
You
I do not
it.
Think you're telling her she's a booty call. You're telling her she's friends with benefits, but you want to treat her like a booty call because you're still, you have those feelings of I'm not taking her nowhere. And then as we start feeling that, because then we start, actually, he don't take me nowhere. Yeah. Then the booty call.
What's up with that?
The booty call syndrome steps in. And then hold on. Wait a minute. I am now a booty call.
Okay. Casey would like to respond to that. But Touche, before
Ghost.
He starts talking,
call the Holy Ghost.
Raise your glass. Oh,
man, it's like the women against the men right now.
By
these
the way,
in here clean
I say this. I know it'll be long after International Women's Day, but this is International Women's Day today. And you know what? The women are just smarter. That is part of the Venus and Mars. I gotta say.
Can I jump in now, Chris Robin, please?
Yes, Casey. Go ahead. Well, your species is weird, and we need to learn about it.
First of all, you've got to realize everything is a case by case. You've already given at least 3 different scenarios. All right?
So
one
you're
situation,
gonna,
one
you're gonna, it depends it. And I already said.
No, what I'm saying is, one person was married, the other was, you know, had an open relationship. Another situation, one was married, the other was single. Now you have two. It's a case-by-case situation. It's always a case-by-case. But all we're saying is, first and foremost, everyone is grown. Everybody has a choice. It's not about you, someone making you feel like a booty call. Because guess what? If you start feeling like a booty call, but you continue that situation, that's on you. That's your choice as a woman, as a man.
No,
that is your choice. So you can't be mad because all of a sudden they never changed the scenario. You're catching feelings, or you're starting to feel a certain way, and this goes both ways, male or female. Because if it comes down to the point, you say, "Hey, listen, we're just kicking it." You know, when we get together, we have the option of having the sex. Sometimes we may not have the sex, but at the same time, we have the option because we just cool like that. And at the same time, if someone, once again, now me personally, I'm just going to do. Now, one rule that I've always had, I never dated anyone that was married. That was my number one rule. Because, you know, for me, that was just, you know, I don't want to run nobody's household. I don't want nobody to run my household. So that was just me. That was a choice that I made. But, you know, other people have different decisions. I'm just saying, in general, no one can make you feel like a booty call. No one can say, you know, hey, you know, can make you feel like you're friends with benefits. It's a choice. If you guys choose to go down that path, you can stop it whenever you want to stop it. You can continue it as long as you want to continue it. It's a choice. The difference is the booty call, like we said before, the booty call is strictly you're getting together, you're hitting it, and you're moving on. The friends with benefits, you have options. The benefit, sometimes the benefit is a movie or a dinner. A lot of times the benefit may be, hey.
Wait. But see, 2 episodes ago, that was discussed. What is the benefit?
No.
And we were talking about the benefit might be to no. I have the floor. So we said no. Princess Robin has the floor. Princess Robin has
the floor. And sex, right? You know, that steak, lobster, and sex. That's on the menu, too.
But you're not telling a girl. But we already said communication. Are you saying booty call? Girl, you just a booty call, and you
we're not going to say that to you.
Okay.
You
exactly.
Then you're not communicating.
Then you're playing the game.
Exactly.
Then you're playing the game.
A booty call. A booty call is you eat before we get together.
But are you communicating that? Is that communicated?
Before we hook up.
No, because I guarantee you, if a girl asks you, am I just a booty call, the first thing a man will say is, we're friends with benefits.
No,
no, we're
friends.
You are not
going to tell a girl. Okay, wait, stop.
It depends.
Strictly not on.
You need the readers?
Allowed.
It's on the paper. Here, give him my readers. Give him my readers.
It depends.
The bedazzled one.
No, it depends.
Give him
no
the
multiple cases. Thank you, Jonna, for providing the written ground rules.
But you're giving three different scenarios. That's quote unquote friends with benefits. That they consider it friends with benefits. That's three different scenarios. So it does depend on the individuals.
I will agree with that, but my question is, I do not know any man, as much as we talk about they should communicate, and it's all about communication, it's all about understanding. I do not know no men that are honest, as you guys just said, what a booty call is I'm not taking you to the movies, I'm not doing this. You're not communicating that to that girl. She's either supposed to figure that out on her own.
Shay,
let's just
say right now, I'm your sugar daddy. Does that mean I'm giving you sugar?
No, it means you're giving me money.
You know sugar is equates to things that fall.
It's not code.
It's a label.
But it's defined.
We've accepted code. We have even accepted code. You're right. We've accepted that friends with benefit means you just want
somebody. That's what I'm saying. Like the term sugar daddy, I think, once again, you all are trying to take certain words and make it more than what it's about. Because you all want to hop on the friend part, but at the same time, with their friend, like I said, he's a sugar daddy. But if it's sugar daddy, that means he's giving you sugar.
No.
He knows what he is because there's a website for it. It's called sugardaddy.com, and he signs up for it. Hold on, Casey, I need you to do some research. I need you to do some research. It's not code. He knows exactly what he is. He knows exactly what he is, and she knows exactly
But fam, let's all keep it real. If he only coming over late at night, if he's only buying you stuff, we all know what it is. We know if it's a booty call.
And you know what?
If he
registered on the website, he knows it too. We are all in agreement. He signed the contract. Well, I am a sure.
Let me check your profile.
But the only thing that I would say is...
And it goes back to the exact same thing. If you already say, hey, look, let's just be friends with benefits. All right? You already know what that... So once again, the same thing applies. If you're trying to say, well, he knows, if we say you're going to be my sugar daddy, He knows what his role is. Just like, and guess what? It can be both ways. If he's saying, look, let's be friends with benefits, she knows exactly what her role is, or he knows exactly what his role is.
Exactly.
I agree.
Because guess what? Either one can say, let's be friends with benefits. It's not just the man's, you know, perspective. The woman can say, let's be friends with benefits.
Exactly. So how do you transition from friends with benefits to saying, you are my best friend, and we got good sex going on? Like, why don't we make this real? Like, why are you still out there looking for...
I call that commitment phobia, and that will be our next episode, perhaps either that or labels. Maybe a combination, labels and commitment phobia.
Because I think what we're really talking about is when that relationship that was established transitions to something else. And I keep hearing you guys talk about it. It's about clear communication.
That's our time.
But that's not honest communication, because the man is never going to really tell you that. That's our time, everybody. I'm sorry.
Before the guys jump in here with some more. Before Mara is never going to tell you that. Hey, Princess Robin has the floor. Silencio. And before Mars jumps in here and tries to debate with the much superior Venus, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. This has been a really spirited conversation. And I want to thank you, all of the tour guides, Jana, Touche, Casey, and Vernon, even though you're from Mars. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. Kurt, Casey, Clayton, thank you so much for the theme music and for the producing of the episodes. If you are listening and you have thoughts, questions, or feedback, please send it to contactprincessrobin@gmail.com. Follow me on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, it is @justprincessrobin. On Twitter, it's @justrobin, the letter N. And please also visit our website, www.rainieravenueradio.world, for show times and other great programs. Thank you so much for listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. And please remember, no matter what the roadmap leads you to, you have got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches!